in an article today on space.com, very prestigious internet site for space stories. There's a story there called War of the Words, Scientist Attacks Alien Claims. And, well, Richard C. Hoagland was part of that article, and he's our guest this hour. Hello, Richard. How are you?
Good evening, George.
Did I pretty accurately describe what happened a little bit?
Yeah, that's the short-form version, as they used to say.
Well, you're going to provide, I think, the long-term version, aren't you?
You know, what bothers me about this is that I don't think that the principals who were involved, Plate and Roy Britt at Space.com, actually know what they're doing. I mean, I don't think they're consciously being malicious. I think they're being manipulated by people that we cannot see, whose bylines we can't read, for purposes that are extraordinarily political. I mean, look at the timing of this. Look at the things mm-hmm. that Plate has said on his website and that Britt in his story, you know, recites.
Well, I can't talk for Britt. I don't know him. I did email him today because, as he mentioned, Coast to Coast was part of your platform. I did email him and said, Mr. Britt, I'm not sure you're aware that my good friend, and Plate is a good friend to the show, whether you agree with him or not, Richard, whether he agrees with you or not. The point is that he has provided a platform on this program. But I did email Britt, and I said, are you aware that Philip Plate has an audience on this program and is on Coast to Coast as well? And he never mentioned that, and I thought he should have mentioned that in the article. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. It's almost hard to know where to begin because there are so many lies, and I use that term very carefully, and misrepresentations and half-truths, that what we have done tonight on Enterprise is we have put up links to all of this. We have an article that was actually it's an op-ed piece by a former congressional candidate in the Midwest who owns a small computer company who simply has been in correspondence with us. We've never met. I don't really know him. But his take on this was so, I thought, appropriate in terms of the political events that seem to be driving this story, that we put his op-ed piece on the main page. We also have the photograph that's incredibly in contention in the space.com piece. I mean, all of this seems to be about my credentials.
Well, let me tell you something. You hit a nerve, and of the emails I've gotten today about you, they are running about 90% in favor of you. Now, these are primarily from Coast to Coast listeners. I'm not getting a lot of emails from people who don't listen to the show. I mean, they're not finding me. But you're getting about 90% response from people saying, go for it, Richard. We support you. And then you've got your 10% that thinks that you're a wacko.
Okay.
They're entitled to what they want to believe.
And they're entitled to their opinion. But, see, this is not about opinion. This is about facts. Plate claims that I have exaggerated, prevaricated, and plagiarized my background, my, you know, discoveries, my writings, my input, my consultancies. In other words, my entire life and career, he basically wads up and throws it into the screen like Keith Olbermann on Countdown. And the problem I have is not with Plate. I mean, I understand where Plate's coming from. He's bought and paid for, and he's doing his job. My problem is with Roy Britt. Because Roy Britt is supposed to be a journalist. And when I was working with Cronkite, one of the things I learned is that you go to at least three sources independent before you print something as a fact. You do not print assertions or allegations unless you give the other side equal time mm-hmm. to respond. And when they do respond, you print all of their response. And what Britt did not do is to print anywhere near all of my careful, documented response to these absurd accusations.
Which are now on your website, Enterprise.
They are on our website. I wrote a very lengthy letter last night after having rather horrendous computer problems in the afternoon, so I was unable to get it to him earlier. But last night I was finally able to get through an email with footnotes, with URL links, with documentation, which refute basically point by point the central contention of this hit piece, which is that in terms of Europa, and the NASA discoveries there, and my own claims going back 25 years, back to 1979, 1980, when the first images came in from the Voyager missions, that in fact their claims, Plate's claims, and Britt's, you know, kind of parroting of them, is not true. And, I mean, to put it in a nutshell, we have contended for the last quarter century that in 1980, in looking at these images, I was the first person that I knew of that A, recognized there had to be a current liquid ocean under the ice fields of Europa, and then what the implications of that conclusion had to be, that we basically had another place in the solar system outside of the Earth, our own planet, where geologically speaking, we could now prove there had been liquid water for the entire history of the solar system.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, you know that in their Mars investigations, NASA has a mantra with all these rover missions that will keep JPL very busily involved with taxpayer money for the next 10 or 20 years.
Correct.
They say, follow the water. Why are they following the water? Because water equates to life. So I wrote this piece in Star and Sky, and it was published 25 years ago, and it has quietly lain fallow. No one knew about it. No one remembered it. No one paid attention to it until, of course, the Galileo mission arrived at Jupiter in 1995 and suddenly started observing and confirming lots of things we had predicted in the paper. And then the you-know-what, as they say, hit the rotating receptacle. Because suddenly, I mean, you know the old cliche about how success is a failure is an orphan and success has 1,000 fathers?
Sure.
All the people at NASA who told me I was crazy 25 years ago suddenly were claiming credit for coming up with this extraordinary idea that there was a now current liquid ocean under the ice of Europa and biology could have evolved within it. And, of course, the reason is very simple. And I'm not the one that pointed out the reason. It was Terence Dickinson, my old editor from Star and Sky, who back in 97, which is 2 years after Voyager arrived, wrote a piece in the Toronto Star, which I sent to Britt. And in that, Dickinson carefully recounts being there when I voiced to him my theory and asked him if he would publish a piece on it, which he agreed to do. But more important, at the end of the Toronto Star article, he gives voice to the reason why no one wants to give me credit in NASA now for this piece of work, and that is because if I were to receive the appropriate credibility of that prior research and vindication from the Galileo data, they would then have to look seriously at Cydonia
and everything else. Then let me ask you, Richard, before we get to the break very quickly, how do you feel personally that they're not giving you the credit that you believe is due?
Well, I've been very patient for 25 years. And I know what I wrote, and anybody can go to Enterprise and read what I wrote, and I know the footnotes and the documentation I put into it, and I know the extraordinary fun and excitement I had in doing it back then, and the feeling of incredible vindication now, and I'm a very patient person. I'm a Taurus, and I am just going to wait them out.
All right. Well, you stick right with me.